जानवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमदेसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमदेसी श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। जय गंगमय की। जय यमुनमय की। जय भक्ति देवी की। जय तुलसी महारानी की। जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वोटिस ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वोटिस ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वोटिस ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु वन गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया ಭಗವತೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಾಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 21, ದ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸನ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 1. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೋಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್. ಶ್ರೀಶುಕ ಉವಾಚ ಏತಾವಾನ್ ಏವ ಭೂವಲಯಸ್ಯ ಸನ್ನಿವೇಶ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಲಕ್ಷಣತೋ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತಃ. ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ಸಿನಾನಿಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಶುಕವಾಚ, ಶುಕದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೆಟ್, ಏತಾವನ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಏವ ಸಟೈನ್ಲಿ ಭೂವಲಯಸ್ಯ ಸನ್ನಿವೇಶ ದ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೋಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಲಕ್ಷಣತಃ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೆಜರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ 50 crores ಆಫ್ ಯೋಜನಾಸ್ ಆರ್ 4 billion miles ಇನ್ ವಿಡ್ತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೆಂತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತಃ ಎಸ್ಟಿಮೇಟೆಡ್. ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ದ ಡಯಾಮೀಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ 50 crores ಆಫ್ ಯೋಜನಾಸ್ ಆರ್ 4 billion miles ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಜನರಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್ according to the estimations of learned scholars. We'll recite second and third shloka also. As a grain of wheat is divided into 2 parts and one can estimate the size of the upper part by knowing that of the lower, so expert geographers instruct one can understand the measurements of the upper part of the universe by knowing those of the lower part. The sky between the earthly sphere and heavenly sphere is called antariksha or outer space. It adjoins the top of the sphere of earth and the bottom of that of heaven. Third shloka. In the midst of that region of outer space, antariksha, is the most opulent sun, the king of all the planets that emanate heat, such as the moon. By the influence of its radiation, the sun heats the universe and maintains its proper order. It also gives light to help all living entities see. While passing toward the north, toward the south, or through the equator, in accordance with the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is said to move slowly, swiftly, or moderately, according to its movements in rising above, going beneath, or passing through the equator, and correspondingly coming in touch with various signs of the zodiac headed by Makara or Capricorn. Days and nights are shorter, long, are equal to one another. Purport. Lord Brahma prays in his Brahma Samhita, Yachakshuresha Savita Sakalagrahanam Raja Samastha Suramurti Rashesha Tejah Yasya Jnaya Brahmati Sambhrutakala Chakro Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under whose control, even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. Although the sun is described as Bhagavan, the most powerful, and although it is actually the most powerful planet within the universe, it nevertheless has to carry out the order of Govinda, Krishna. The sun god cannot deviate even an inch from the orbit designated to him. Therefore, in every sphere of life, the supreme order of the supreme personality of Godhead is carried out. The entire material nature carries out his orders. However, we foolishly see the activities of material nature without understanding the supreme order and supreme person behind them. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dyakshena Prakrutihi, material nature carries out the orders of the Lord, and thus everything is maintained in an orderly way. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadhati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunadanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurat Vishe Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namavum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for this today morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto at the end. We are discussing the structure of the universe. Shukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj about the structure of the universe. So I thought I'll just share whatever we have learnt in our Vidyapit classes through various speakers, especially Pavaneshwar Prabhu, and whatever the things that we have learned. At least some of the things we will see, because this is connected to the movements of the sun. So here we can see that like this nice picture done by some devotees, the whole entire spiritual world and material world is depicted here. In the spiritual world, there is in the highest place, there is Goloka Vrindavan, where Radha and Krishna, they are situated in Vrindavan. And there are, Vrindavan, whole Vrindavan is situated in the form of a lotus. And then there are Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world. Each deity of the Lord, each expansion of the Lord has different abode. And below, that is the whole spiritual world. And there is a place where Brahma Jyoti is extending. In that, Lord has also expanded himself as Karana. In the Karana ocean, he expanded himself as Karanodakshaya Vishnu. And through Karanodakshaya Vishnu, he created many Brahmandas from his pores, like material nature Pradhana has come. And that is divided into 24 elements, and each of them become one universe. So we will see, this is like one universe that is depicted here. So within one universe, half of it is filled with water, like Garbhodaka ocean. And there, Karanodakshaya Vishnu expands as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And from his lotus navel, a navel will come, Brahmaji appears. And Brahmaji creates all the planetary systems. Like he, from that lotus, he divides into 14 planetary systems. So that's how the individual universe is situated. So this whole discussion of Srimad, this fifth canto, started with when Priyavrata Maharaj, like Shukadeva Goswami, when he explained that Priyavrata Maharaj traveled around the Mount Meru as a second son. So that time Parikshit Maharaj has asked, please describe about this Bhumandal and how it is situated. So that time, while explaining that Priyavrata Maharaj, while traveling, he divides this whole Bhumandal into seven parts, seven dvipas. So these are the seven dvipas that are mentioned. So each dvipa is twice the size of the previous dvipa, and it is surrounded by the different waters, like salt water, sugarcane juice water, liquor, clarified butter, milk. So these are like different waters that are surrounded. And at the same time, it was the dynasty of Priyavrata Maharaj, while explaining, he has seven sons, and each of the son ruled one of the dvipa. So these are the seven oceans and seven dvipas surrounded by that. And seven sons of Priyavrata Maharaj has ruled. So we will see that. Okay. So this is the dynasty of Priyavrata Maharaj, from where we will see. Same, while explaining the dynasty, at the same time the geography of Bhumandal is also explained. So Priyavrata Maharaj had two wives. Through one wife he got 10 sons. Out of them, 3 sons became they entered into Paramahamsa Ashram. 7 sons, they ruled 7 islands of Bhumandal. So, and through another wife, 3 sons got, and they ruled in 3rd and 4th, 5th Manvantara. So these 7 sons, out of them, Agnidra, again, he got married to Puruchitti, and he got 9 sons. So Agnidra, he ruled the innermost dvipa, which is called as Jambu Dvipa. So that Jambu Dvipa is again divided into 9 parts, and these 9 sons have ruled all these 9 parts of Jambu Dvipa. That's how this Jambu Dvipa, which is circular in nature, is divided into 9 parts. 9 sons of Nabi, nine sons of Agnidra, they ruled these 9 parts. So out of them, Nabi got this rule of Bharatavarsha. So this Bharatavarsha is like southernmost part of this Bhumandal. And this again, this Nabi, again, he married to Meru Devi, and Rishabhdev, the Supreme Lord himself, appeared as their son. And so Rishabhdev, he has 100 sons. Out of them, 9 sons, they became Kshatriyas. So these are 9 Kshatriyas. So this Bharatavarsha is again divided into 9 parts. And these 9 sons again ruled these 9 different areas. Out of them, so one part is Bharatakhanda, which is like Bhumi, Mother Earth, what we say. That was again ruled by Bharat Maharaj. That's how the nature has come. That's how that word Bharatavarsha also has come. So in this way, the description of the dynasty of Priyavrata Maharaj also corresponded with the description of this universe. Now, it is mentioned that the universe is in the shape of a lotus. So if you see a lotus, the lotus is like in between, there is a pericarp, and then it is surrounded by petals. So similarly, the like if we consider our Bhumandal as like a spherical shape, and if we consider half of it filled with water, so Bhumandal is like a disc above that water. It is shaped in that way. And that is divided into dvipas. If you consider like the dvipas, they are like 1x. Jambu dvipa is like suppose 1x. Then next dvipa is 2x. Then next dvipa is like 4x. So compared to the diameter of this Brahmanda, Jambu dvipa is very, very small. So in this way, this is a horizontal structure. And in that horizontal structure, the in between that Bhumandal is shaped like a lotus. So that Bhumandal structure, when it is mentioned, in that Bhumandal also, while Jambudvipa is being described, in Jambudvipa there are 9 varshas are there. Out of them, in between, Mount Sumeru is there, and Sumeru's height is very high. And compared to that, other mountains which are surrounded, they are very less. So in that sense, it is like in between there is a pericarp which is very high, and then below that all the land is there. So in that sense it is compared. So this is like some structure, like this is the Jambudvipa surrounded by salt ocean. So as mentioned, it is divided into 9 parts, which are basically bordered around 9 different mountains. So these are like is it visible? Okay, maybe. Okay, this is more visible. So this is like one mountain is separating one varsha. So Himalaya mountain is separating Bharata varsha from Kimpurusha Varsha, and Hemakuta mountain is separating Kimpurusha Varsha from Harivamsha Varsha. So like that, there are also Malaya, Gandhamadan mountain, Neela mountain, Sweta mountain, Shungavan mountain. So like that, there are different mountains situated in Jambudvipa, which is like circular disc, and different varshas, 9 varshas, they are all divided. So If we read some of the scriptures, even in Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana also, there is some description of the people who are rulers going towards these varshas. So like this is Bharata Varsha is the southernmost part of this Jambudvipa. And even this Bharatavarsha is again divided into 9 parts. And out of them, the southernmost tip is Bharatakanda, which is considered as earth. So, but people in previous ages, they had access to go to these higher dimensions. These are all other than Bharatavarsha. These eight planets, they are said to be the Bhuloka Swarga kind of thing. Means the heavenly planets are there, there when the people they enjoy, after their enjoyment they may come here. So these are also compared to Bhu Swargas. So, but currently these access to these places is very restricted. No one can go. But like if we see the first canto, Parikshit Maharaj travels, there it was mentioned that Parikshit traveled to all these varshas, Bhadrashva, Ketumala, Kuru, and he collected taxes. And even in Mahabharata, Arjuna's description, while conquering different lands in the northern direction, he visited all these lands and collected so much money. And there is a description by Sugriva in Ramayana about the location of different planets. There also he mentions some of these planets. So even Bhima, while they were in Aranyaparva, while crossing through Himalayas, he visited some of the places here. So Kimpurusha, Varsha, that's where he met Hanumanji. So we see in the 17th chapter, 18th chapter, we see in different Varshas, different personalities are offering prayers. So Kimpurusha, Varsha, Hanumanji is offering prayers to Lord Ramchandra. So that's when Bhima, when he went, he met him. So like that, the description of Jambudvipa, the horizontal structure is given. That's where Shukadeva Goswami, while mentioning these varshas, he mentioned the varsha, and the main activity that he mentioned is how a particular personality, the main personality in that varsha, is offering prayer to particular incarnation of the Lord. So that's how Shukadeva Goswami, while explaining structure also, he explained the different prayers that we have seen. So these are like different structures that is mentioned. So like there is some description of how Mother, like Earth, is being viewed. In Mahabharata, there is some description that if viewed from above, the earth looks like some two people tree leaves, that is like people tree leaves, and one big rabbit. So one Sri Vaishnava scholar, he mapped our whole earth in the, like he looked upside down, he looked into that map, and it looks like it is a banyan leaf and a rabbit downside. That's how he kind of discovered some planet description in the Mahabharata. Anyway, so this is like the situation of the earth and situation of different planets in the horizontal disk. Now, after explaining this, there is a description of, this is the Jambudvipa. Now, after explaining Jambudvipa, there is a description of other dvipas. So that's where last chapter, different speakers, they have mentioned. So yeah, here we can see. So these are like, Jambudvipa is the middlemost dvipa. And, okay. Cursor, right? Okay, yeah. So this is the innermost part. This is like Jambudvipa. So this is like suppose this is 1x. Surrounding it is a salt water ocean, which is also 1x. So after Jambudvipa, there is Plakshadvipa, which is twice than Jambudvipa. So this is like 2x. So this radius, or maybe this width, is 2x than radius of the diameter of Jambudvipa. And the similarly, the next water, that is next ocean that is surrounding, is also same width, 2x. Then it is 4x. This is also not according to the scale. If it is drawn according to the scale, Jambudvipa will be some simple point. So this is like, this is also not according to scale, but as in some illustration, this is drawn. So these are the seven dvipas that are mentioned and seven oceans. So this in the seventh dvipa, there is a description of a loka loka. There is a description of a Manasottara mountain, which is like lying in between the seventh dvipa. So in that Manasottara mountain, actually there is a great mountain. In that sun is moving. Sun is on his chariot. He is traveling. So that is the description of the sun that has come. And beyond that range of Manasottara mountain, there is a Lokaloka mountain, which is very highly, this its height is very high. And beyond that Lokaloka mountain, there is no sunlight goes. So it is a very dark place. This is like we can say horizontal structure of the Bhumandal, which is described here. And there is a description of how in different dvipas, different some special things exist. So there is a that description. So this is like horizontal description. So if we consider the vertical description, maybe this is like little, this is not according to scale, but to understand some of the things it was drawn. So this is like the Bhumandal is like compared to a big disc here, and this is like a Lokaloka mountain, which is extending higher planetary very height, which is very high. And beyond this there is no moon, there is no light. And sun is somewhere, so this is like if it is Bhumandal, above that there is a Antariksha, and above that there are the different planetary systems that exist. So sun is lying in the Antariksha below these planetary systems. That's where current today's shloka, it is mentioned that sun planet is situated below, between the Bhurloka and Swargaloka in the Antariksha. So sun is actually rotating in this area. And like if it is complete Bhumandal, somewhere in between, in the center, Jambudvipa is there. So there we are also, where we are situated, there we are situated. So, and there Meru mountain is there. So as we have seen, Meru mountain is very, very high. Its height is very huge. So that's where the sun is rotating around that Meru mountain in a clockwise direction, keeping the Meru mountain to the right. And this is like, this is sun. And even the other planetary systems, moon and other Navagrahas and seven stars, Saptarshi Mandala, all these planetary systems, they are also revolving around this, revolving around this universe, and that around exactly like a, I'll just show one figure. This is like one more view of the, this thing. This is like pole star is situated above, and all the different planetary systems, all the different stars, sun, moon, and seven nakshatra, or 20, like the nakshatra mandala, rishis, everyone is like a chandelier. When it moves, at the top it is fixed and everything moves. Similarly, by the arrangement of this all these planetary systems, they are tied to pole star and they are moving through a particular wind. So this is how all these planetary systems are moving. So now particularly the description of the sun we will consider here. So because that is this chapter description is movements of the sun. So it is mentioned that sun god is like sun's chariot. There is some description that sun's chariot, while he is moving on top of Manasottara Mountain, as mentioned, Manasottara Mountain is a very huge mountain which is situated in the seventh dvipa. So on top of that, sun god is moving in a ratha which is consisting of one wheel. So the height of the wheel is also very huge. So on top of that, he was sitting and he was moving circularly on the dvipa. So it is like the movement of the sun is considered like if he is moving with an axle which is tied to Mount Sumeru. This is like one axle, and another axle which is tied to Dhruvaloka on top. So that means it's like the example that is given is that while in an oil pressing machine, so in oil pressing machine, an animal moves round and round with one axle or what is this, one rod is moving round and round, and sometimes that rod is also moved up and down with the control of another rod. So similarly, the sun's wheel, the axle of sun's chariot is controlled by, is tied to Mount Meru, as well as there is one more controlling which controls the height of this axle, which is tied to Dhruvaloka. So it is rotating clockwise, and at the same time its height can vary from above below, because sometimes this length will be varied. So that's where the description of today's verse that is coming. So what is happening, I will try to explain, maybe we can imagine. So we have to imagine a lot of things because it's Sukadeva Goswami says before beginning the description of this thing, no one can explain the, even for the lifetime of Brahma, no one can explain even the material nature of the Lord. So I will only give brief description. In fact, one analogy Chaitanya Charitamrita gave, that to understand the universal structure by reading Bhagavatam is like if someone visits, or if someone knows the different temples of ISKCON in America and trying to figure out the map of America. So there is some description is given through a particular angle, but it is not given to describe the full universe, only to some angle is given. So through that, to understand the structure is very difficult. So some hints are given. So based on our devotees' research, they have produced some understanding, Pavaneshwar Prabhu especially. So based on that, we are trying to understand. So whatever he has told, whatever I understood, I am just presenting. So sun god is moving on the chariot, revolving in this towards Mount Meru in circles, right? So now this movement of sun god, there is along with the movement of sun god, all the higher planetary systems, the seven stars and the Saptarshi Mandala, other planetary systems, they are also moving. So there is a concept of Kala Chakra, where there are the nakshatras, we say, 27 nakshatras. So these are all nakshatras, they are also moving in this round way. So that movement of that Kala Chakra is like these different nakshatras, they are all divided into 12 parts, which are also like addressed Rashis, Makara Rashi. So they are all moving in a disk in the above planetary systems. So like they are all continuously rotating in a particular speed. So that speed is called as Kala Chakra. So now sun god is also moving, but while sun god is moving in this Kala Chakra, suppose this is a disk, this is rotating in a particular speed. So on top of it, suppose one more object is also rotating with different speed. So what will happen? Almost similar speed but slight difference. Then if it rotates in one rotation, if it completes, that particular object will also complete that rotation, but it will lag by some distance after one complete rotation. Then if it completes second rotation, this will also complete its rotation, but it will lag by one more rotation. So that's how sun god is also rotating along with these stars, but moving little behind each day. So that's how in one year sun god will complete one rotation through this kala chakra. So that is how the description of the next shlokas it will come. He says that Shukadeva Goswami says that sun god is moving both clockwise and anti-clockwise to Mount Meru. So the explanation is that sun god is moving clockwise, in the sense daily he is rotating in the Mount Meru in a circular way. But compared to Kala Chakra, if one takes reference point from Kala Chakra, daily he is moving backwards. So that's how he is both moving clockwise and anti-clockwise. So this is like we have seen the horizontal rotation of sun god here. Now there is also a vertical rotation of sun god. So this is like daily he is moving horizontally like this and moving from one rashi to another rashi. Now what is happening is there is a like daily like Uttarayana and Dakshinayana that is coming Makara Sankranti, January 15th we are celebrating Makara Sankranti. So that's where Uttarayana will start. So what is that Uttarayana and what is Dakshinayana, that we will see. So sun god is rotating horizontally, as we have seen, daily. So while rotating horizontally, there are two axles here. One is like horizontal axle, and we can say this is like a vertical axle, which controls the height of this horizontal axle. So because of that, sun also simultaneously moving in the vertical direction. So simultaneously there is a movement of horizontal direction and vertical direction. So in the Uttarayana, what will happen is, after, like currently if you observe sun, daily sun is rising in the southern side, right? So after January 15th, if you observe, sun slowly moves towards this direction. So this is like movement, daily sun is going like this, like in the east-west direction. But from January onwards, like, it will start moving towards, day by day, towards this direction. So this is like the vertical movement of sun god, and daily is the horizontal movement of sun god. So that is how it was mentioned that as Uttarayana will start from Dhruvaloka, this length will get reduced. So when this length gets reduced, the sun god will move slowly towards Mount Sumeru and upwards. So that's how sun is coming closer to us as well as moving towards north. That's how the seasons will also come. So that's why, but the day duration is 24 hours only. So the radius is getting reduced, but the day duration is the same. So therefore, the speed of sun is varying from Uttarayana to Dakshinayana. That's why today's shloka we are reading, that when sun moves from Uttarayana, Dakshinayana and in between, the speed of sun is varying. Sometimes he is moving fast, sometimes he is moving slow, sometimes he is moving in between. So because the radius reduces, but the same distance he needs to cover in same distance, as radius reduces, distance varies, but that time is same. So therefore his speed varies in Uttarayana, Dakshinayana and in between. So that is how Uttarayana, Dakshina, they are explained. So like in Makara, like this is the moment, this is like, as I mentioned, each day sun travels to different slowly to one Rashi to another Rashi. So Makara Sankranti, he is entering into Uttarayana, where the movement of sun is going upwards till the 10, after 6 months again it will start come down. That is called as Dakshinayana. So in this way the Uttarayana and Dakshinayana are explained. So in while the sun is moving towards Uttarayana, so in the while moving it is actually coming closer to earth. So that's why the heat in the months of May, June actually increasing when it is coming. But it depends upon the location where in earth one is situated. If it is directly, that rays are directly above that particular location, there the heat will be more in that month. So in different locations in earth, the different variations will be there. So at least I covered Uttarayana and Dakshinayana, why the speed, as mentioned in the today's shloka, the speed is varying because sun is moving in closer and therefore the speed is varying. And one more concept that is also covered is that the sun simultaneously moves right side as well as left side. That is by understanding the relative motion we have understood. So that's how the two moments of sun are explained. But there is, okay, little one more concept, maybe I will explain this also. Like this is like Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, as mentioned, if we see from the point of from earth, based on the location where one situates, that's how, based on that, sometimes the sun directly above and sometimes he is below. For example, this is North Pole and South Pole. So in North Pole and South Pole, when sun moves towards Uttarayana, that time the North Pole is complete day and South Pole is complete dark. And like when he crosses particular after some months in Uttarayana, after 3 months exactly, so the North Pole will be completely day and completely the South Pole will be dark. And then when he goes above for 6 months, 3 months above and 3 months below, when he travels, after that 6 months, North Pole will be in dark and South Pole will be complete day. So that is North Pole and South Pole. But in between the location, whatever hemisphere, the earth is like kind of divided into two hemispheres, is like equator and northern hemisphere, where our India is situated. So for the Indian people, when sun is moving towards Uttarayana, so that's when when he is moving towards Uttarayana, the seasonal changes, like the summer will come in the month of May, June, because at that point of time the direct heat, the location of the sun is above that location, India. And also because of that, the daytime variation will also come. We see the duration of the day is decreasing. For us at least in winter it is decreasing, and in summer till the point of equinox, July 21st, the duration of the day will increase and night will decrease, and from there again it will reduce. So that is also because the location where we are, that is also corresponding to our location, Sukadeva Goswami is saying. So from our location, because of that angle, the vision of the sun, because we are situated in the North Pole, when it is in Uttarayana, that time it will be more visible. So that's why the day times will be longer. So that is also one more explanation. Anyway, so these are different explanations that what Shukadeva Goswami is speaking in the universe. Finally, this is like whole structure of the universe that is drawn. So this is like Bhumandal, this is like Loka Loka mountain that is drawn. And this is like central Jambudvipa where we are situated. So below that there are seven planetary systems. Below that Ananta, Lord Ananta is on top of this whole Bhumandal is situated. And these are not according to scale. So just as an illustration, different planetary systems, they are all moving as Dhruvaloka as a pivot, and they are all moving clockwise. And above Dhruvaloka, there are the four planetary systems like Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka and Satyaloka, where Brahmaji is situated. So these are like very huge distances. If it is drawn according to scale, like even this horizontal, this whole will be like a very point size if it is compared to here. So in this way, the whole purpose of fifth canto that is being described, this whole universe, is to like the understanding the greatness of the Lord, how great the Lord is there. And if it's like if someone can understand and explain it to others and make him convinced that whatever Bhagavatam is saying is correct, and whatever the places that are being described in Bhagavatam, these are not myths, imaginary, these are all real places that really they are existing. So in that way the understanding of the appreciation for Vedic scriptures, this thing will increase and the glory of the Lord will come. Also, Shukadeva Goswami is especially speaking here for the yogis who want to meditate on the universal, the form of the Lord in the form of the universe. So for them also he is speaking. So if someone is not able to understand the universal structure, then also it is not one need not worry about it, because the main way to achieve the Lord is by hearing the glories of the Lord, of his pastimes in different incarnations. So if someone can appreciate this and glorify the Lord, that is also great. And if someone is not able to understand, then by hearing the glories of the Lord, his incarnations, by his pastimes, then also one can achieve the Lord. So that is the way Parikshit is also, he is perfecting his life by hearing glories of the Lord. So these are some brief overview that we have learned in Vidyapeeth that I have presented a little bit. So I'll stop here. So we'll end here. Nandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.